Folks, you don't have to follow the Pope at all. That's what they want you to believe. They believe, you know, their magisterium, the Bible, the Pope. It's all equal. It's all equal. You know, they put their man-made tradition on the same level as the Word of God. And this is why many well-known men of God, people like John Wycliffe and John Huss, William Tyndale, many others went to the stake. They were put to the flames. And here we're living in a day of great apostasy where people will not even mention things like this. And that's why I speak these things to you today, folks. What did the Bible say? Luke 6:26, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Oh yes. 2 Peter 2:1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So you don't need the Pope to interpret the scriptures for you, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need that. And, you know, they have this hierarchy, the Pope, you see. The man needs to get saved. And they take his interpretation. They teach that the Pope is infallible. Can you imagine this? Oh, you don't need that, folks. We have the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised us that the Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Hallelujah. That was spoken by Jesus Christ, by the way. Here's another quote from Jesus himself. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Folks, you need the Holy Ghost. You're Roman Catholic, listen to me. You need the Holy Ghost. As I speak, call upon the Lord, say, I want the Holy Ghost. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, once the Holy Ghost comes in, folks, you will run from that church. Trust me, you will leave that church immediately, if not sooner. It's 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I love that verse, by the way. You know, that relates so much to my own testimony when I saw the things that were freely given to me. You open the scriptures, you say, wait a second, I've been duped my whole life, going to my Catholic Mass, and here it tells me that I can be set free. Here it tells me that Jesus paid the price in full, that I've been justified by his blood. You see, who told me that? Who showed me these things? It was the Holy Spirit. It was the Spirit of truth. It was the Spirit of the living God. Illuminated, opened up the Word of God. I would have been in disobedience to Almighty God if I would have stayed within that Catholic Church. No question about it. Absolutely truth is what I tell you today. So I always encourage you to read the Word, search the Word for yourself. Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the Word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. You know, many people are ensnared by the Church of Rome and have heard it over and over. I was born Catholic and I'll die Catholic. You know, many people, they have their parents were Catholic. I ain't going to come against mom and dad. Well, it's your soul, folks. It's your soul. We're talking heaven and we're talking hell. You are either saved or you will be damned, folks. That's the truth. So I'm giving you the truth here. I'm imploring you by the power of the Holy Spirit to leave that system, to get saved, to be filled with the Holy Spirit.